Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, December 1st, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.2% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed Asian trade overnight, while European equity markets are higher in early trade. Bonds are mixed, with U.S. 10-year yields off 5 basis points at 4.31%. The dollar is softer across the board. Oil is down. Gold is firmer. Industrial metals are mixed. There is no change in sentiment heading into the end of the week. Equity markets remain mildly supportive following big gains in November, with the focus on whether equity markets can sustain their momentum after being driven largely by a historic bond rally amid expectations that central bank rates have peaked. Markets continue to evaluate the timing of rate cuts. Some Fed officials have dialed back hawkish messaging, but there is still caution on the inflation outlook. The IMF warned that central banks must keep rates high for at least another 12 months to conquer inflation. Fed Chair Powell will speak later, with a big question on whether he will endorse a less hawkish message. In other central bank news, the Bank of England's new member, Green, said that the policy debate is very finely balanced, but argued that it's better to do more than do too little right now to bring inflation lower. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs brought forward its European Central Bank rate cut call to the second quarter next year from the third quarter, as Germany's Nagel said that it is still too soon to talk about rate cuts. And in geopolitical news, Israel has resumed its war with Hamas after a week-long truce. On the data front, the macro calendar today is dominated by manufacturing PMIs. China Caixin manufacturing PMI unexpectedly returned to expansion in November against official PMI that showed factory activity shrinking at a quicker pace. Final Eurozone PMI confirmed activity remains weak, but the update for November showed stabilization at weak levels. There was a similar recovery in the UK reading. Meanwhile, other Asian PMIs indicated that factory activity struggled to gain traction in November. Elsewhere, South Korean export growth picked up in November, while Japan data was mixed, with the unemployment rate unexpectedly falling while CapEx growth slowed. Due up on today's US economic calendar, construction spending and ISM manufacturing, while in Canada, the unemployment rate is due to be released. In corporate news, in an interview with Bloomberg, Microsoft's gaming CEO said that the company is seeking partners to help launch a mobile gaming store to take on Apple and Google. Asian equities ended mixed on Friday, with India cashing in on better-than-expected GDP data last night, which also prompted analysts to up their full-year forecasts. But the Hang Seng was again under pressure, this time failing to hold onto a key support level to end at 12-month lows. This was somewhat offset by China Caixin manufacturing PMI returning into expansion in November. In regional news, a South Korean regulator defended the country's short-selling ban, saying that illegal trading is rampant. And private surveys show that China home sales remain weak. European equity markets are higher in early trade. In European news, there are signs of recovery in UK retail activity, as the latest British Retail Consortium footfall monitor showed signs of recovery into the holiday season. The UK's Institute of Directors said that UK tax cuts announced last week will do little to ease pessimism among firms, but sentiment is up for a fifth month. And UK house prices surprised on the upside for the second consecutive month. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.